out from one sukkah to another sukkah. V'yein oisin sukkah b'chol ha-shamayid. Hu adin, you're not allowed to start to make your sukkah on chol ha-mayid. In other words, if you did not eat in the sukkah the first 2 days, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah anymore. We'll soon see why not. V'chachom ha-mayim, the chol ha-mayim say no. Yoitzin me sukkah l'sukkah. Halacha is like that, you're allowed to eat in different sukkahs. You don't have to eat all 7 days in one sukkah. You could have one day in this sukkah, one meal in this sukkah, and then eat by somebody else. You could eat by your friend also. You could eat it in another sukkah also. The oisin sukkah b'chol ha-shamayit. And hu adin, if you first come home on chol ha-mayit, you're allowed to make yourself a sukkah on chol ha-mayit. Even though it's not a good sukkah that you can use for 7 days, we hold you don't have to be for 7 days. The shavin, but both ha-mayit, even Reb Lezer's mayit, shim noflu, let's say the sukkah fell down on chol ha-mayit, you're allowed to build it up again and use it on chol ha-mayit. Now the Gemara explains, my time of the Reb Lezer, what's the time, what's the reason of Reb Lezer? Why does he say you have to have one sukkah for all 7 days? You can't go out and eat in another sukkah. Oma kro, because he says, the Pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is tasalucho shivas yomim. You should make a sukkah for 7 days. So he dashed Reb Lezer that I say sukkah, make a sukkah for ruya l'shiva. That's roi for shiva, for 7 days. And not only roi, it's able, but you have to be there for 7 days. You have to eat in one sukkah all 7 days. That's the mitzvah. But if you only eat 2 or 3 days or 1 day, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, blessed holds, if you first want to make a sukkah on chol ha-mayid, you can't do it. Because you did not eat there the first 2 days, so just eating there the rest of the days, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah sukkah, according to blessed, you have to eat in one sukkah all 7 days. For Rabbanan, what does Rabbanan do with this pasuk? This is what the pasuk means to say. I say sukkah the chag, that's all. Make a sukkah. Chag a sukkah taslacha. Make a sukkah that you should use it. But not that you have to have badafka one sukkah. You could use a few sukkahs. The shavim, but they both agree. Shim noflu, if it fell, the sukkah caved in on chol ha-mayid. Shechayzo v'neya oisa. B'chol ha-shemayid. You'll have to put it up, build it back up again on chol ha-mayid. But you mark shita, like why not? It's the same sukkah you're using before. So even according to Reb Lezer, of course it's good. Samora says no. Now the time I would have thought. Hayachriti, this is called another sukkah. V'eino l'shiva, this is not for 7 days. Kamash malon. As I would have thought that when the first sukkah caved in, it's like finished. No more sukkah. Now when you build it up again on chol ha-mayid, it's like you're building a new sukkah. And this new sukkah then you're only going to use for the next 5 days and not for the first 2 days. So I would think maybe you can't do it. Kamash malon, no. It's considered still the same sukkah that was there before, and still called a sukkah that's usable, and you are using it for all 7 days. Because the day it caved in, you're putting it up again, you're going to use it that day. So this is the same sukkah you're using for all 7 days. Verse of Tanya would look like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Kishem Shot Shein Odom, Yoitzi Dechevosai, Biyom Tavarishin Shochag, Bululavi Shochaveroi, the same way the Locher is that on the first day of sukkahs, you can't be Yoitzi Mrs. Lulav with somebody else's lulav. The lulav has to belong to you. It has to be lechem. The Yisiv the Pasuk says, Ulokachtem lochem, b'yoyim harishin, creates hoder, kapos tomorim. So we dash from Misha lochem. It says, Lokachtem lochem, you have to take it for yourself. It means that you have to own it. And the Yikim mitzvah's lulav we know is only the first day. That's midiraisa. That we take the lulav all 7 days of sukkah, that's only midirabonin. So the mitzvah, the raisa, has to only be lochem, and has to belong to you. You can't borrow somebody's lulav the first day. The Meister, we're marked, but even the second day also, because the snake of the yom, maybe the second day is also like, has the chumras of the first day. Just after the second day, on chol ha-mayid, then you're allowed to borrow somebody else's lulav. Mashenka, in the first 2 days of sukkahs, if you take somebody else's lulav, you only mekayim the mitzvah, if you take it with a matana, I'm an asl hachter. He gives it to you for a matana shleima, he gives it to you for a present, and now it belongs to you. Because the lochur is, the lulav has to belong to you. All the dalad minim has to belong to you the first day, and who did the chutzlar, the second day also, it has to belong to you in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So this everybody holds from. Now Reb Lezer says the chiddush. Just like by lulav you have this halachom, so Reb Lezer says, kach, the same way, ein adam yoytzi dechayvosei v'sukosha shechaveroi. You can't be mekayim your mitzvah sukkah by eating in your friend's sukkah. The Yosef, because the Pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkah is tase l'cho, shivas yomin. You have to make a sukkah l'cho for you. Midashin's mishel l'cho, it has to belong to you. It has to be your sukkah. So even though Reb Lezer before said you have to eat in the sukkah all 7 days, Chur means to say even if you go to your friend's house and you want to eat by your friend's house for all 7 days, still you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the din of the sukkah is it has to belong to you. It has to be your sukkah. That's Reb Lezer's chiddush. And here it has to be yours all 7 days, because here the mitzvah midiraisa is all 7 days. You have to have a sukkah. The chachamim say they'll know. Afa pi shamru, even though we know that ein adam yoyti dechavosoi v'yomtav harishon v'lulav v'shechaveroi. Even though we know the first day of sukkah you can't be yoytza by borrowing your friend's lulav, his dalad minim, it has to belong to you. Avo yoytze dechavosoi b'sukkosha shechaveroi. But you should know nagei to the mitzvah sukkah, you could be mekayim the mitzvah even though you're in your friend's sukkah. You don't have to be in your own sukkah. You could be mekayim the mitzvah even eating in your friend's sukkah. Because the pasuk says, "Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukas." All the yidden, all the ezrachim, the ger, everybody together is yeshvu basukas, sat in a sukkah. So we dash in malam, and it comes to teach us this pasuk, "Shekol Yisrael ruyim leishir basukachas." The whole world, everybody, all the yidden, were able to sit in one sukkah. Even though the Morris brings down basukas with a vav, in the pasuk it says without a vav, it's chaser. So from here we see that it sounds like Lashon Yochid, as everybody was able to go into one sukkah. How could that be? You can't all fit in one time. So it means Zeh Chazeh, they took a turn. When you got finished, we went in. But Kol Ponim, like Rashi explains, it's not possible that everybody toned the sukkah. Because we have thousands and thousands of Yidden, like everybody has toned at least a Shava Pruta. If you own less than a Shava Pruta, it's not called Mamna, it's not called you own it. So no sukkah like is worth so much money. So therefore, most probably people that not own the sukkah, they just went and used somebody else's sukkah. So you see, you could be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, even though you're eating in somebody else's sukkah. So that's this halacha that melamed shekol yisrael ruyin leishev b'sukkah achas. For Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this? For Rabbanan, hay lecho mai dashi bei. True, you have a pasuk called Ezrach, but you have lezer dashi in the pasuk of chag sukkah tasa lecho, mashman has to belong to you. What did the Rabbanan do with the word lecho? So Gemara says, "Miboyle lemuta gzula." They hold that gzula, if you steal somebody else's sukkah, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Abul shula, but if you just borrow it or somebody invites you over, even though you don't own it, ksiv, that we have the second pasuk of Kol Ezrach. So according to Rabbanan, the pasuk of Kol Ezrach says you could use somebody else's. Just the pasuk lecho says you're not allowed to steal somebody else's gzula is no good. For the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, "Hi Kol Ezrach ma'yavid lei." What does Rav Lezer do with the pasuk called Ezrach? It's mashma, you don't have to own it. You hold no, you have to own your own sukkah. And the Gemara in Riboylei, this pasuk is teaching us another halacha. That leger shenizgaye bein tayim. What's going to be the halacha according to Rav Lezer if a ger, if a goy became a Jew in the middle of sukkahs? Or else the katan shenizgada bein tayim. A katan that became bar mitzvah in the middle of sukkahs. That what that now the next few days of sukkahs, they have a chiyuv to build a sukkah and to eat inside the sukkah. No, that's a tremendous chiddush according to Reb Lezer. Even though Reb Lezer holds a person that was a bar chiyuvay, that was bar mitzvah before sukkahs, he has to build his sukkah before sukkahs and eat in it all 7 days. But if you only build it in the middle of Chol HaMoed, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's only because you had a chiyuv to eat there 7 days. Mashenkin, this katan or this ger, they first get their chiyuv in the middle of sukkahs, they could be mekayim the mitzvah. If they're Megari the fourth day of Sukkot, so it came by mitzvah the fourth day of Sukkot, you have a chiyuv to build a sukkah right now, and eat in it the rest of the days, even though you're not doing 7 days, because by you didn't have a chiyuv more than that. In other words, according to Reb Lezer, you have to be in the sukkah as much as you have a chiyuv to. So as soon as you become a gadol, you have a chiyuv then. As soon as you become a ger, you have a chiyuv then. But even though at the beginning of Sukkot you did not have a sukkah, still you could be mekayim the mitzvah. That's the chiddush according to Reb Lezer. Now the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what do you do according to Rabbanan? Kivin Sharmu, since they said that Oysin Sukkah B'chol HaShemayid, since Rabbanan, Shittiriz, you do not have to have one Sukkah for all 7 days. You're allowed to make a new Sukkah, make your first Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Is therefore, Le'itzra Kro, I do not need a Pasuk for this Chiddush, that if a Goy becomes a Ger in the middle of Sukkah, he has a Chiv to build a Sukkah. Or if a Kotten becomes Bar Mitzvah, he has to make a Sukkah. Pshita. And according to Rabbanan, you only need a Pasuk for that. Rabbanan holds like every day is a Mitzvah by itself. You don't have to have a sukkah for all 7 days. So of course, if you became bar mitzvah now in the middle of sukkahs, of course you have to make yourself a sukkah for the rest of the days. If you become a ger, of course you have to make another sukkah for the rest of the days. But there's no chiddush, you don't need a pasuk according to Rabbanan. So therefore, Rabbanan don't need a pasuk for that. They rather use the pasuk called Ezra to come to teach me, you do not have to own the sukkah. It's enough even if you just borrow and use your friend's sukkah. All right, turn over. Verses Vaitim. Tana Rabbanan.
Maisa Rabbi Eloi, who happened a story once with Rabbi Eloi, Shaholach Lahakpel Penei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Belud Beregel, that he went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, that lived in Lud, during Regel, during Yom Tif. So the Talmud Rabbi Eloi came to his Rebbe on Yom Tif. Omaloi, so the Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Eloi, Enoch Mishevse Regel, you're not from the people that are resting on the Regel. In other words, he holds you're not supposed to leave your house, leave your wife on Yom Tif. Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer used to hold and say, Mishabeach ani es atzlonim, I praise a lot the lazy people. Shein yoytzim mibotayim regel, that they do not leave their wives, they do not go away from the home on Yom Tov. Because I hold the pasuk says, V'somachto ato v'sechem, supposed to be happy, you and your wife. In other words, you're supposed to be home on Sukkot, on Yom Tov. So Rashi explains, even though the atzlonim, the lazy people, didn't stay home because of the mitzvah, they stood home the whole year round also, they never left the house. But still, Nagei to the Yom Tov, they're doing the right thing. They're staying home. No, you're not supposed to leave your wife on Yom Tov. So therefore, Rabbi Loz, that Akashat, Rabbi Loi, how come you come to visit me now without your wife, like you should have been home with your wife on Yom Tov? For the more Akasha, any, it's not that way. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak said, Minayin, how do we know? She'chayiv odom lahakpo p'nei rabbi b'regel. A person has a chayiv to go visit his Rebbe on regel on Yom Tovim. Shenemer, the Posek says, Maduan loy holeches elov hayoim loy chodesh loy Shabbos. Like, how come you didn't come to visit me? How come you're coming today? It's not Rosh Chodesh today, it's not Shabbos today. Like, Rashi brings down, this was the Meiser of, by the Baile Shal Shunamis Amalok, Ishomalo Elcha, Berutsa Adishalakim, Vashuva. Let me go back to Adishalakim. And he said, like, it's not Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh, how can I go today? So Gemara's Medayik Mashma, though, that on a Shabbos, on a Rosh Chodesh, you should go to visit your Rebbe. You are allowed to go to visit your Rebbe. So from here, Rabbi Yitzchak learns out that on Regolim, the Gimur Regolim HaKoponim, there's a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. Now the famous kash from here is, the Gemara says, like, Yemechlal, the Chodesh, Shabbos, Mechayiv, Inish, Lakbule, Pnei, Ape, Rabbi. Mashma from here, that on Shabbos, or on a Rosh Chodesh, you do have a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. So the kash from the Buddha asks, like Rabbi Yitzchak only says that there's a mitzvah to go on Regolim, on Gimur Regolim, on Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, go visit your Rebbe. But there's no chiyuv to go every single Shabbos, every single Rosh Chodesh. And if we learn it out from this pasuk is mashmal on every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, you have a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. And the Yehuda one says it's true. There is an inyan to visit your Rebbe, but there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only three times a year on the Gimur Regolim. And he explains why, because Chazal will not want to convey it to visit your Rebbe more than we have a mitzvah to be early regal. Since we have a chiyuv to early regal only three times a year on the Gimur Regolim to visit like Hashem, so therefore Chazar would not convey it to visit your Rebbe more than that. So true, if you go to your Rebbe, it's a good thing to go to every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh. And the Pshat is, since on these days this Mohashpo coming down from Hashemayim, and the Tzaddik, your Rebbe gets this Hashpo, you'll receive much more. So if you go to your Rebbe on Shabbos, you receive much more Hashpo than you would have received in the middle of the week. So there is an inyan to go. But the chiyuv can't be more than the chiyuv to go visit Hashem like Gimel Pomim a year on Gimel Regolim. So I call part of the kasher the Yitzchak holds though that on the Gimel Regolim on the Yom Tovim there is a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe. So how come Rabbi Eliezer didn't like the fact that Rabbi Loi came home and he dashed in the pasuk b'samachta ato v'secho? I there's a stira. So Marian says no, there's no kasher. Marian says no kasher. Hodi ozel b'yosef b'yoyme. Depends where your Rebbe lives. If your Rebbe doesn't live too far, you can go visit him and come home the same day, then you're supposed to do it. Hodi ozel b'yosef b'yoyme. Where your Rebbe lives too far away, that if you go to visit him, you won't be able to come home to be with your wife, then you're not supposed to go. Moses Vaita, Tana Rabbonim, Maisab Rebbe Eliezer, Sheshovas Beglil Helion, Besukosai Sherebbe Yechnan Rebbe Loi, Bekisri. It once happened a story that Rebbe Eliezer, Pashir, once spent Shabbos by the Sukkah of Rebbe Yechnan Rebbe Loi. It wasn't Kisri. V'yamri lo, some said Bekisra, and that's the place where it was. Now what happened was, V'giya chamol sukkah. It was a sunny day, and they were outside in the sukkah, and the sun was coming into the sukkah. Is omar lo, so Rabbi Yechon and Esra Belezer, mahu she'efresh olei sadin. He asked the Mishalik, can I go spread out a sheet on top of us to make shadow, to save us from the sun? Is omar lo, so Rabbi Elezer didn't answer him back. He went off to a tangent, speak about something else. Omaloi answered him, Ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet, there's no shevet, mi Yisrael shlohemet mimenu shevet. That a shevet, a leader, didn't come out of them. So So the Gemara will explain later, Reb Lezer never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And since he didn't hear this 100% from his Rebbe, he didn't want to say the halacha. Therefore he went to speak about somebody else. Something else. So the Gemara says, right, the story was, Hegia chama lechatzi sukkah. It was getting more later in the day, and the sun was coming down strong. It filled up here for the sukkah. Omalos, Rabbi Yochanan asked him again, Mal shefer shalei sadin, can I spread over my sheet on top of us? Omalos, he answered back again, Ein lechol kol shevet v'shevim Yisrael, never happened to any shevet Yisrael, shlo yotzim emenu neviim, that neviim didn't come out of them. Shevet Yehuda, o binyamin, hemidu malachim, al pi neviim. From them it came out kings, according al pi the neviim. So again, he went off on a tangent to talk about something else, he did not answer them. Moses vaited. What happened was Hegia Chamala Magaloisa Shereb Lezer. Finally, the sun came so much in that it even hit now the feet of Reb Lezer. Now Rabbi Yechonah didn't ask any more questions, but right ahead Rabbi Yechonah went now. Not al Yechonah Sadin. Yechonah took the sheet, Opirishalei, and he threw it on top of the sukkah to protect him from the sun. So Hifshu Reb Lezer Talis Lachuruf. Reb Lezer threw his talis, his clothing, on the back of him. The Yosin, he went out. In other words, he did not want to stay in the sukkah, and as I say, I'm not masking to your psak. He didn't want to give his askama to say, I agree with what you did, so he just left. The Gemara explains now, Loi mifnei shefligu bedvorim. It wasn't the pshat Reb Lezer didn't want to answer him and didn't want to talk to him, so I'll talk about something else. El mifnei, but the reason was, Shloi oma dovo shloi shomim pi rabbi liyolim. Reb Lezer never said over anything, any type of psak, that he did not hear from his Rebbe. So since he did not hear this case directly from his Rebbe, he didn't want to say a psak. For the Gemara now, Heichi Yovid Hochi, how did he do like this? I, Akashim Reb Lezer, how did he go spend Sukkot now? But Reb Yechonon, away from home, I vomer Reb Lezer, and Yoitzin mi Sukkah l'Sukkah. You're not allowed to go from one Sukkah to another Sukkah. Oh, no, not the Kash, how we left home. Stam Reb Lezer, oh, do you have to eat in the same Sukkah all 7 days? So how come he held here, could eat once in another Sukkah? So my answer is, Regel Achar Hevi. In a chlam, it wasn't during Sukkot right now. It was during Pesach. So there was no question of eating in a sukkah. That then says they were outside on the sukkah. It just means it was a nice hut. It was a sunny day. So they wanted to be outside. But it was not a sukkah, but Teres Mitzvah sukkah. There was time sitting outside. Therefore, it's not a kasha. He was able to eat the meals there. There's no chiyuv to eat all 7 meals in one sukkah. It's not sukkah. For the Gemara, I have Omer Reb Lezer. Mishabeh chanias etzatzlonim. Shein yoitz mi b'tayim b'regel. I, Reb Lezer, before said you're not supposed to leave home on regular. You're supposed to be home with your wife. So how come here Reb Lezer went to visit Rabbi Yechonon? And for the Gemara, Shabbos heavy. It wasn't even a Yom Tov. It was on a regular Shabbos that he went to visit him. This was the story on a regular Shabbos, that the shade was coming in, and Rabbi Yechonon went ahead and put up a roof. He put a curtain on top to stop the sun from coming in. Now the Gemara Sakasha, for Tifshit Leim Midi Day. How come Reb Lezer did not answer? Reb Lezer himself paskin a shiloh like this. The Tanan, we learned like this. Pekak kachalayim. If you have a window in your roof, and you have an opening there, pekak, use it like a stopper, like a glass, whatever it is, something you use to close up that window in the roof, an open window there, you have a pekak, a stopper, to stop it up. Is Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says, about Shabbos, are you allowed to put it back in there to stop it up or not? There's a shalom, is that called a binyan? Is it called your building or not on Shabbos? So Reb Lezer Shita was, Bizman shekosher. If the stick you're using to stop it up with, stuff it up with, is tied on, utluyin, it's also hanging, then pekikim boy. Then you're allowed to use it to stuff it up on Shabbos. Like we see clearly, you're not like building something new. It's like just opening and closing a window. Like the stick is there, it's hanging, it's like part of the binyan already. V'yim lav, if it's not hanging and not tied up, ain't pekikim boy. You're not allowed to put something on, even though it's only moist, if you're adding on to an oil to a roof you have already. And you're only doing an oil, all right? Still, it's usur. So, according to Reb Lezer, in our case also, it should be usur. You're not allowed to make even a temporary oil, a temporary roof, on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, no, ben kach or ben kach pekin. Whether it's tied up, this stick to stop it up with, or not tied up, still it's mutter. So, according to Chachamim, it would be mutter to throw a sheet on top of your sukkah. Because the pshat according to Chachamim is where we hold, there's no issur to be moisif on an oil, all right? In other words, if you have a roof already, you have at least a tefach there, and it's no good, you want to add, make a bigger roofing, if it's only a temporary type of a thing, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're allowed to spread over the sheet, because there was a roof there a little bit already, you just want to make it more thicker now like this, keep the shade, keep the sun out. So according to Chom, it's mut, according to Reb Lezer, it's also. So why didn't Reb Lezer want to answer? Tomorrow says, Hosam hu de mavato. Where does